Who is their god in the Buddha?
And they don't have a god.
They don't have a god. It's just, you reach full enlightenment, mm-hmm. and then they also believe in, what, reincarnation, right?
Yeah, they have four planets. Talk about four planets. The only religion that talks about alien life.
Everyone just believes the same thing, man. We'd all sit in silence.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I agree already, man.
We'd all be slaves.
That's but, like, exactly. If everyone has different beliefs, you can have these conversations. You can be like, yeah. Yo, like, people that don't believe in aliens, like, I believe in aliens. How could you not? Well, this is why not. You'd be unstoppable if you had, like, an army of Down syndrome people.
Yeah,
and I was like, bro.
Yeah.
100%. Loyal to a fault, man.
100%.
They're positive. They're happy, bro. Yeah. But like,
only got two modes.
Say that Santa Claus ain't real or Batman, they killing you.
100%.
What is going on, guys? And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. What's up, Jared?
What's up, my man? Thank you for having me.
Dude, thanks for coming on, man.
Bro, it's an honor.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what, dude? I bet Jared would love to come on because we talked about this at the bar.
100%.
And I was like, dude, we got to make it happen.
100%.
Here we are, making it happen.
100%. It's the first thing I noticed when I saw you. I was like, that dude's doing things.
He's doing things.
Yeah, you cracking me up. Like, I remember, like, you were, what was it, karaoke? And, like, I don't know. You could just tell, like, it was your song. I was cracking up. Maybe I was a little buzzed, but I was in the back.
You owned that song.
You did. You owned it.
I bet it was like a Mac Miller song.
100%. Like, and it was funny. I don't know if it was a friend or it was your
brother.
Oh,
was it with that girl when I did that freestyle, bro?
Hey, bro, it could have been. Like, honestly, like, I was two
I
sheets.
Know the words.
You didn't? Like, that's not even what I remember. I was obviously a little cross-eyed, but I just looked over and it was like you would hit your line and like, you turn and like walk around and then come back like even hotter. Like it was like you guys were rotating. It was cracking me up.
I was probably feeling myself.
You 100%, bro. I think I DM'd you that night all drunk. I was like, bro, just keep doing you. Like,
dude, oh, yeah.
That's how it started.
That is how it started, man.
I just sent you a paragraph, just met this dude. Like, but you know.
Oh, dude, I remember, I feel like because the next time the bar, you're like, I won't lie, dude, I felt pretty gay. Like, sending that to you. Like,
I was drunk
and I was just like hyping you up.
I did. I sent them a little clarification the next day. I was like, yeah, came off gay, but
yeah. I just wanted you to know it was nothing but love. No, dude, I'm that way, dude. I'll hype a homie up.
100%.
I'll hype him up and just be like, yo, it's not me trying to suck your dick or anything.
Yeah, no. Nah. I'm a team player.
I bet it's an amazing dick, though, man. Like, he's trying to hype him up, but not tear him down.
100%. No, 100%. That's just killing me, bro. But nah, dude, I loved it. That was the first thing. And then your meme page is killing me.
My meme podcast, exactly. I was like, I know we didn't have a smoke session before, but I'll take a nice little hit.
Just a little, take the edge off.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I did. I take a little bit, though, like, at a time.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm trying to, like, be, like, actually, like, more sober going through this because I realize I have a terrible habit of interrupting people when I'm high.
Yeah, but that comes from, like, we'll be conversating and then, like, something just clicks. It ticks and, like, you're like, I got to get that out. Like, because I forget it, like, if I don't say it.
Yeah. But, like, at the same time, like, I feel like sometimes I do come off like I'm a bah, like, sure. Interjecting. I'm just like, what's up?
I see.
Here's my thought.
I see.
And my high brain is just because my high brain, yeah, it just wants to get it out. It's just like, 100%. Oh, I'm thinking about this. I'll forget it if I don't say it right now.
100%. And you know what that leads to, too, is like, I'll do the same thing and then I'll completely forget about, like, that person will continue their sentence, but the whole time I'm thinking about my question just to, like, I don't know. Like, it kind of ruins it. Zoned out. Yes. Cause, like, yeah. I think that's just a human thing.
And also, like, one thing I do, dude, I sway, like, a lot.
Yeah.
I sway when I talk. Like, I'll look around, but I'm still talking to you,
yep.
You know? It's like, terrible habits, man, but...
It's natural, though. I think it's just a natural comforting thing. Like, we all do that.
How I flow.
So, leg shake, it's just how you go. Like, I don't know. It's just...
It's like, right there. Like, you like talking with your hands.
Yeah.
I like talking with my hands, too. And some people are like, dude, why the heck are you talking with your hands?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's being charismatic. I don't know what the right word is for it. I don't know. I get my point across more when I use the hands.
Like, dude, I feel the same way.
You know what I mean?
It's like an emphasis.
It is. It is. And like, I'll be like throwing layers on my story, like just with the hand. Yeah, bro. The hands are everything. I think Who really does the hands? What culture? I think it's Italians. But have you ever seen them talk? Like, they're like, I think it's
very expression.
Very. But that is something I think. I feel
like in some cultures, it's considered rude to talk with your hands.
Yeah, but we already know what culture we're talking about. That's more of the Asian, more laid back, for sure.
I wonder if it, in the Asian culture, it's, you know, dude.
We can look that up.
Yeah, we can fact check ourselves right here.
Fact check that, because, and that just comes with, it's more of like just how they're brought up and stuff. It's more laid back, but not all Asians are like that. And like, I shouldn't be the one to speak about it, but I have a bunch of Asian friends that have informed me the different places, different, backgrounds. Like, not all Asians are the same. Yeah, and obviously, well, yeah, obviously us not.
All right, so right here. You may never touch anyone's head. I guess that's a
big no-no. That's like your little boy.
Yeah, the head is the highest part of the body and is considered sacred. So,
interesting.
Point with an open hand, applying you. So I guess, yeah, I guess maybe some certain gestures can be considered rude. Because I remember when I was, like, in Cambodia, it was, you couldn't, like, or maybe it was Ethiopia, but there's a culture where it's, like, this, like, pointing, like, you know how we'd be, like, hey, you,
right.
Like, we don't think that's rude. No. Sometimes, like, if you're, like, pointing, it could be rude if you're, like,
sure,
oh, that could be rude.
100%.
But, like, you know, like, hey, over there, like, hey, move it over there, in that culture, it was, like, considered rude, and, like, for them to tell people to come, it was, like, this.
Down, not
yeah,
like it up.
It was like that. Yeah, it was like there's some weird things that I can't like quite remember, but to tell someone to come here, it was just like, hey, come here, instead of like this. Like, this was considered like some rude thing or something.
I mean, in a sense, I could see the difference. I mean, we all know what like come here versus like bitch, come here. You know what I mean? Can we cuss on this, by the way?
Yeah, you can cuss,
cool.
Man.
I'll hold back, but like that's part of sometimes when I get riled up.
I've been watching my swearing too.
Yeah.
I just been watching, but like sometimes, dude, I swear so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's so terrible.
It's just part of like, I don't know, it's the flow of the sentence. Like, you know.
Exactly. I'm the same way. It's just more of like, yes, like, dude, I should try to be more inclusive. Yeah, the word inclusive,
right?
You know, because like if you're swearing all the time, like, I don't want some like 7-year-old coming across this podcast,
right,
and learning all the swear words at one go.
100%. It comes off more, I mean, it is, you could say professional, but also like,
yeah, but my first like 32 episodes, man, damn.
You were dropping balls.
Every sentence, my God.
100%. No, I know what you're talking about. Someone, because I'll still be in public, and like my little sister, like, so I was 11 when she was born, so like her bringing, or
you're like way older.
I'm way older, right? So she was able to get away with things. Like, I was asking permission to say crap in like 7th grade. Now, her in 7th grade, she was already dropping ho and this and that. Like,
your parents are like chilling with it, like, bro, they don't tell like, hey, you shouldn't say that.
Nah, like once you get to that age and you have like older kids, not all parents are like this, but just my family, like they kind of not give up, but like you, it's a pushover kind of like.
How I'll react to like my kids swear.
You should see the way I let it go now, but I was more the angry parent. Like, my dad would be like, yeah, let it go, like, because he's older now. Like, you know, older heads like are like live to fight another battle, but like,
yeah, I'd probably tell my kid that. I'd be like, look, there's like nothing wrong with swearing.
Yeah,
I'd be like, yo, it is that, but like, know when to swear.
That's the moral of my story. So she'll cuss in times like where we'll be at dinner and there's a family or whatever, just kids around, like, yeah, that's the only time like where I feel like, come on, like, you can lay back the cuss words. But then I have that other feeling, because I saw one post or whatever, it was like Gary Vee explaining why he cussed and he doesn't care to cuss, mm-hmm, because that's his authentic self, like, you know what I mean? So if that's truly the way you express yourself,
I've watched,
you know, Gary stuff like that. But that was the only time like I was like, okay, maybe like not to cuss in public, but like it rationalizes, like, be yourself, all right, if that's how kind of you want to say things. But
yeah, I'd say there comes a point, it's like not really being yourself, but more of like just watching out for other people's ears.
100%.
Because like, it, not even that swearing's bad or is like anything, see, it's such a weird thing, because I'm not saying swearing's bad, it's just like most people, like when they hear it, like sometimes they're like, oh, or what, depending on what words. If you just don't do it, no one ever has to worry about it. It's more of like an ease thing. Like, yeah, see, like, might as well do something where you know you're not going to run into problems, Where if I'm just like dropping F-bombs and someone's like, yo, like, hey, why are you dropping F-bombs like so much right here?
Yeah.
Like we're surrounded by people.
Exactly. Like, no one wants to hear this. And it's not even like, let's just say even on a date or anything, it's really not attractive. Like in any form, like when, because I would say fuck a lot. Like I cuss and drop the F-bomb, but like I said prior, it was a filter word. Like you just say it.
Cause. Yeah, when I was in the Marine Corps, dude, that was like my language. Every sentence was F this, F that, F that. But like I almost did. I almost felt like, man, I kind of like sound dumb. Like when I'm just dropping that many F-words instead of like being able to build a constructive like sentence without having to use these filler words. I don't know. It's more of a challenge for me. If people want to swear, I say swear all you want. Who cares?
Right.
And just for me, I've realized, like, you know what? I think I sound better when I'm not using these filler words.
Yeah. Well, you come off more clear, more, not to say the word assertive, but you know what I mean.
Kind of like, they used to say, like, more intelligent.
That's the right word.
Well, I wouldn't even say that at all because they're, like, look at Elon Musk. Does he swear a lot? I just started his new episode.
He will. He does. Like, I haven't watched enough, but...
But, like, swearing is, I would have any same as intelligence. Like, swearing is just, like, if it flows for you, if you, I don't know, just, like, you're like, screw it, I just like swearing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Go swear all you want.
I think in the cuss words, the F word's not even a real word. Well,
it's not a real word. Like, there is something on, it was, like, the origins of the F word.
Oh yeah, I
it was a guy on my podcast and he said it was like fornication under consent of the king. That's what that.
Oh, it's an acronym or what?
Yeah, it was an acronym. Yeah,
okay.
And I think we tried to look it up. I don't know if we were able to actually say if that was 100% true or not.
Yeah, one of
those. But I could see something like that, you know, like because like back in the day, you know, I guess in certain time periods, like you weren't supposed to have multiple wives. It was wrong, like you. You could get killed if you had an affair.
Yeah, that's like, that's Christ. That's when the church existed, like as in...
Even before, maybe before that. I don't know, there's a lot of cultures.
Well, yeah, like, we could be corrected, but...
In the Egyptian culture, I don't know, like because they were...
Multiple wives.
They were they multiple wives?
Oh yeah, back in the day, but even, I think some religions, and always to be corrected, but some religions, yeah, it's normal to have multiple wives. It's abnormal for, obviously, a female to have multiple husbands. That's never the case.
Well, do you think sometimes those religions, like, it was just like a guy who wasn't actually in the religion? The guy was like, yo, I could throw this in and help all the boys out.
So,
be like, yo, instead of one wife, guys, we get five.
We get five. So, that's so absolutely. Like, and I don't know, I've been back and forth on my beliefs. Like, I'll never knock anybody on anything that empowers them, right?
Right. Yeah.
But how I believe in. I'm a scientific, like, science-based guy, so how I feel, yeah, I feel like...
So you believe in, like, evolution?
Evolution and all that, but I feel like BCE and, like, Christ and all that, I believe it was one guy who created a great book and just stopped all this malicious, like, acts and, like, how to live a wholesome, normal life and all these morals and stuff. But, I mean, if you just look back at it, there's so many religions we used to...
So, yeah, I'm a believer of a creator. I would say I throw my lot in Jesus.
Yeah.
But I've thought that too bad. Tempting. What if they just came out with that? Like some guy was just like, yeah, we just kind of wrote this book and we're like, this is awesome. But it's like good. Same with like Buddhism.
Bro.
Like, I mean, well, did Buddha ever claim he was a god?
He's not a god.
He's not a god. He's just a teacher.
It's just a teacher. And it's
so, like, how did that become, like, because it's for enlightenment.
It's a teaching, I think.
To reaching for enlightenment.
Yeah.
Who is their god in Buddha?
And they don't have a god.
They don't have a god. It's just you reach full enlightenment, mm-hmm. and then they also believe in, what, reincarnation, right?
Yeah, they have four planets. Talk about four planets. The only religion that talks about alien life. The only religion that to know a god. Is it a religion?
It has to talk about alien life. Because I feel like it should be just a fact that... There's stuff out there.
Right. But that's the toughest thing is, like, it's hard to have that conversation because in today's world, we're getting hit with all this information. And as soon as something like that is confirmed, it kind of contradicts everybody's beliefs. And that's kind of what the scariest next step is in probably human history. I mean, in any civilization is when you have no hope and, like, nothing to strive for, it's you can go downhill. Because I think it's beautiful. Like, honestly, I'm envious because I grew up Christian. Yeah. And more questions I asked, the more, like, I questioned my faith and, like, everything. And that's really where it led to.
So you believe in a God
still? I believe there's we're not here for no random. I believe I want to say higher power, but I'm not one of those people that just say I'm spiritual, this and that. But I do believe there is something out there. There's no way for me and you to just be sitting here having an articulate conversation. Like, we are animals, in my opinion, but we are.
But there's like a purpose for our creation.
100%. I feel
like this fan is actually probably a little too low.
Yeah, you hear it a little bit.
Bringing down a notch.
Yes, sir.
You know? But I don't know. I don't think the mic's probably picked it up. It was probably more for us. That way, I don't hear that the buzzing just in the back.
The white noise.
Yeah, so I can hear you more clearly, man.
True, true.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm present in this because...
We are.
I say I throw my hat with a creator. And yes, I'm always constantly questioning, though. Because I believe, I mean, why else would he then create us to be this intelligent if we weren't supposed to actually wonder stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I try to figure out stuff. And it's just like, I think ultimately to have that freedom... It's kind of like a parent letting a kid like touch a stove, you know?
Yeah, I see.
Like, go ahead, dude. It's gonna hurt. They'll warn you.
I actually like that. I like that terminology.
Oh yeah, it's like, hey, go ahead, dude. You can go explore, and like before you even touch that, ask me, well, why can't I? Well, dude, it's hot. It's gonna burn. Like, think of the Bible as being that, like, you know, you got your guide.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always kind of looked at it. There is this guide, and. Even if, say, they proved God wasn't real, they proved Jesus wasn't real, they proved it all 100% wasn't real, you could still take the Bible and look at it and still learn a lot from it. Just a lot of just life lessons, a lot of how we should probably treat each other, what's important.
I agree.
It would be a good guide, even if you took away God and Jesus.
Yep, I agree. I agree entirely with
that. So, like, I definitely throw in there because, you know, at the end of the day, I want to become a more well-rounded person. And I personally do believe in Jesus and God. I do believe they were real and they were out there. But it doesn't stop me from ever questioning or like, oh, man, wouldn't it actually be crazy if it's just a group of guys? And they're like, yo, everyone's coming up with these new religions
right
now. Like, dude, you see the Greeks, man, they had like a bunch of gods.
Oh,
really? Even when the Romans started out, they had like Jupiter. Like, I think that was like Venus, the temples of Venus.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. I don't know too much about the Roman gods.
You will. Yeah. Back in the day, the stars were our gods. The sun was our god.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like Ra for the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Like all this. And like, what would stop some guys like, yo, you guys want to jump on this train? Like,
you guys,
what if we do something crazy? What if instead of a bunch of gods, there's just one?
One.
And
he's the leader.
Exactly. He's just the ultimate being.
Yep.
Like, what if they did do that?
It's possible.
When it comes from, yeah, it is possible. That's the thing.
It is.
You can't rule out that possibility.
Never.
I mean, that's when it just comes into faith, like your faith plays, where you're just like, okay, I have to believe, no, that this was a higher, this is kind of like the guideline for our existence, our higher calling. Mm-hmm. Oh, but ultimately, believe whatever you want to believe. I mean, you're going to come to a conclusion in your brain, in your heart. Like, I believe we all know the right path when it's like revealed to us, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking even about religion anymore, really. Just like whenever we're on a path, like you can feel it if you're on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel that to your core. You're like, I am moving in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're going in the wrong direction, you're like,
oh, yeah. I'm in current state of that. Like you're looking at a prime example, like me getting that. I haven't signed the contract yet, but just the direction of like my brother saying, come back out, play football. Like this last 8 months, I was just drinking, you know, being just a 25-year-old degenerate
party animal.
And just to hear my brother say that was a motivation, like me back in shape, like I'm 20 pounds heavier now, lifting every day, working out. I feel great. I feel on that right direction. Like, and I could tell. And like, you know, we've been knocking things off. Haven't drank for, I mean, I don't count, but it's been a month and some change.
There you go, man.
And like,
yeah, dude, I just, yeah. I'm going to ruin that
tonight. Nah, bro, we'll have a beer. I'm not afraid of it, but like I'm
I don't drink that heavy anymore.
See,
and I'm actually, dude, it's crazy. My friend, his name's also Jared. He's starting like this coaching program. He's going to try to like be a fitness coach for people. So he's still active duty Marine Corps. But like I have an app. It's like some True Coach thing. And he's setting me up like a nutrition plan, a workout plan. It starts on the 6th.
Yeah.
So I got 3 more days to be lazy right now, bro.
Hit up Krispy Kreme. Get it in while you can.
Yeah, dude. Exactly, dude. Start eating my nachos now.
Oh, my gosh. But see, like, everybody's different, but I need to, that's the last thing is my diet. Because, like, I deal with eczema and all that, like, terribly. Mm-hmm. and I still won't change my diet. Like, I'm addicted to fast food. I'll work out, but then I'll eat a munchy meal. Yeah, I'll grow down.
It's hard because freaking I smoke.
Dude, the smoke.
Dude, I'll eat so terribly, bro.
Really? See, like, I'll eat after the meal. I smoke for dessert. I'm a dessert smoker. Like,
I smoke before.
Before? Yeah. Everybody's different.
Like everything, bro.
I've only had, like, I can count on the hands, like, I felt the munchies, like, where I've put down a, like, godly amount of, like, some ice cream sandwiches or something. But it's weird. I don't know. I got to that point of...
You had a godly amount of ice cream sandwiches.
Bro, they go in. Like, have you seen
what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Bro, these were bigger than Klondike. Or Klondike?
Klondike? It was... I think you're saying it right. Klondike? I think I said it wrong. Klondike bar.
No, it's Klondike with the L.
Klondike. Those commercials were funny, man.
Yeah, they were actually great. Yeah, I remember. And, like, when we were little kids, we're pumped up because it was always, I think it was a bikini girl or so. You're like, let's go.
What would you do for a Klondike?
So it's like, dude. No, back to that. They're called It's, right? And it's a graham cracker smashed... between like an ice or the it's smashed vanilla and a graham cracker dipped in chocolate. Each one is about 800 calories. I put down, I want to say like 6 or 7 of them, and I'm not, dude, that's a day's worth of calories, like in one sitting.
That's more than a day's worth of calories.
Yeah, it's 2 days.
Like he's saying, he like the goal at the end of this, like the program we're gonna run, I think it's like 3 months, like at the end of it, he wants me to be able to be like intaking like 27.
And is that more than, calories. That's more than your average, like?
I think it's more, yeah, I want to say, isn't it like an average person only supposed to eat like 1,200?
It all correlates your height and weight.
Yeah,
but,
that too, I guess.
And like, and it's weird, they know, like, just by your height and weight, that's like, they'll know like what your calorie intake is just based off that. But you got to eat big to get big. That's how it is. You got to eat when you're bored. Like with football, like I was...
Yeah, that's crazy. I'll just have to constantly be eating. Eat more.
Dude, I call it not a food coma. I call it like a breathing techniques because you get so full.
You can keep going, bro.
Okay. You get so full. So I used to chug, what were they, 1,300 calories worth of like 2 scoops of protein, but it was just straight super mass, right?
Right.
And right before school, I'm not shitting you, I'd sit on the couch for probably like 15 minutes just breathing, like just big breaths. Just trying to hold it down.
There we go. That is saying this,
it's getting full.
Well, on this one, yeah. But like, I just bought like the iCloud thing and like I upgraded it to like 2 terabytes.
Two? Oh, not just the one. Well, you did. I still need to do that.
Yeah, like it like just went out. That's why I wanted to check it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I have
all of this. Like,
can I just like select and like run? Oh, I can't. Dude, I'm just gonna like delete like everything. Well, because it's all on my new phone now.
Oh, that's just it. Oh, so it backed up and just pretty much clogged it up.
Yeah, you know, right. So you thinking you survive a zombie apocalypse if it just popped off right now?
Absolutely. Well, time and place, me and you are fucked. Like if it pops off here, like we're in San Diego, we need to be more. You gotta be more inland. Like it would just be a straight shit show if things popped off here. You wouldn't be able to get anywhere. Like your best bet would be hop on a 450R, and just try to hightail it out into the woods. But me, no, I wouldn't survive. Just due to the eczema. Like, I'm not shitting you. One infection, I'm down. I'd be staph infection. Like, you don't want me. Zombie apocalypse.
You don't know what I mean.
We'll run out of steroid cream and shit. Next thing you know, got sores. They probably think I'm infected. Nah, but I've always thought that. Like, you know what keeps me up at night is just literally just hearing a loud boom or, like, a volcano, like Yellowstone or something popping off. Starting that ring of fire. Oh. Just a big, all you sign, you just see a big mushroom cloud, and that thing's all the way Yellowstone.
It
feels like it's in your backyard. I bet you never feel smaller.
If a volcano?
Yeah, if Yellowstone went off, it would feel like it's in your backyard. You'd look up and you'd be like, that's right there, but really it's all the way. That's like Yellowstone.
Yeah, isn't Yellowstone a big, if it goes off, it's like a, like, it's like an extinction level.
It's catastrophic just because of the plume, like the cloud, it would probably go into the ice age and then
I heard something
And then
I like just deleted a like hour video off of this thing. So like I don't know why you being all dumb, Apple, right now.
It's iCloud for you. Huh? That's iCloud for you. It's always doing that. I think we were dealing with that since we were in like grade school, weren't we? Trying to delete our storages.
Make... You had an iPhone in grade school, bro?
Yeah, well, not grade school, middle school, but that's 6, 7. Yeah, I mean, when it, I don't know, my pops, he had 2 pager shops when I was growing up, so he's a techie guy. I think I had a phone like 3rd grade.
What? Back in the... I had my first phone, it was in like middle school. I had the flip
phone. Yep, the good old days. When you type in 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. In your mind. Yeah, right. Those were the good days. We're at least the last era that could like experience that. I know they want to call us like Gen Z and we're a part of like that whole group, but I don't care what they say. We still remember box TVs.
It is over here, so I just like hang and talk over here while I figure it out.
Do your thing. Do your thing, man. But
the whole reason I got the new phone.
That's probably gonna bother you too.
Well, there we go. So now it's pulling up. We gotta checking all the store stuff. Oh, I could just delete that. Bye-bye.
You got that vape?
Which one?
Not the, yeah, the nicotine.
Nicotine?
Do you have a Nord?
I do.
Oh, man.
I do. Here you go, my guy.
I left mine at my house, and I was all fucking, I was like pissed.
I didn't.
I stopped and got some Zins, but they don't cut it. I don't know why.
I hate when that goes down. I wonder if I could just do like a mass, like, photo like delete, like is there a way to do that?
Yeah, you go select and then select all,
select, is there a select call?
Used to be.
I don't
know. Or you click on one and then you click select all. I don't know, that's what it used to do.
I don't know, it's like you just gotta like, you just kind of like go up, I guess. Like, it's like you slide everywhere. You slide. This is why, dude. This is why I freaking need a Jamie, dude. So it's like, whenever I run into technical issues, I got a guy in the background.
You know how clutch that
working
is.
Working it out, bro. Like,
you could just stay and sit there, not run around dealing with cords.
Exactly, dude. That's sick. We got to just keep growing podcasts. We'll just grow one day.
It'll happen.
To be freaking just massive.
It'll happen. You'll get a Jamie. Don't worry. They're out there.
Dude, that... Frick, dude, I would love to have a freaking Jamie, dude. A Jamie.
A wizard.
There we go. A wizard. Wizard.
He is.
The tech wizards of the world, man. I wonder what it's at now. Because I wonder how much, like, because, like, dude, all this tech stuff. I mean, I guess I could just get rid of this. I'm just freeing up space for us right now.
Do it.
I wish I ran into this while I was setting up.
Here, give it. It's part of the experience.
Nah, let's find something. What's something weird and wacky?
The correlation of our government and the Roman Empire. And how
does the Roman Empire always make its way?
It always has to, but this is a good, like, because everyone always wants to talk about the Roman, but this is just one thing I wanted to
bring it up. Let's go.
And it's a risky one, but it's in the books and it's all that. So the main last stage of Roman Empire when it fell was exactly what's happening in current state of America. And it's...
Oh, no, I've heard this. Yeah, you can keep going.
Exactly. And it's when they're second-guessing gender or whatever you call it. Like, the whole... There's a better way to say it, but...
It's like there are, like, no genders, and everyone is, like... They're having, like, an identity crisis.
Exactly, that's the word. And, like, that was just... As soon as I heard that, like, a year ago, and it just tripped me out.
Well, no, like, that's one thing. And then also, but with the fall of the Roman Empire, you got to look, they were having armies fighting their own armies. Generals were killing themselves. They were collapsing on each other.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It was all bad for the Roman Empire. Well, and then
But that's scary in terms of, like, history. I don't think any other, I'm sure there has, but I don't think there... In terms of history, yeah, I don't think there's any been any other government that's dealt with that. And it's a new thing for all of us too. But it's a little...
Took like 8 minutes to get that one back up. See, I need a Jamie. Hey, I'm hiring. I'll pay you like $50 an episode. You come on or something.
That's actually a good rate, to be honest.
Just to sit back there, $50 for like 2 hours.
A college kid would eat that up. Especially if you find a local kid.
Oh, you mean, they're out there. Kind of cool.
Yeah, you could do it without a doubt.
Man, the Roman Empire has like made it on the last like 3 episodes.
Has it? Oh,
has.
I think it's been a huge meme. Like, even though like,
yeah, well, that was the whole like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
It's just good timing. Good timing. But I think we've always talked about the Roman Empire because that's where we got democracy and everything from. Correct?
Or it's the Greeks.
It's the Greeks, and then the Romans took over the Greeks.
Well, yeah, the Romans adapted it from the Greeks.
Okay.
I believe the Greeks were the first democracy.
Okay. And then that's how it happens.
Yeah, then the Romans had the Senate and stuff like
that. Okay.
But I mean, even the Romans weren't really a democracy. They had the emperor.
That is true. Dang.
There was times when the Roman Empire was a democracy with the Senate, and then the emperors started ruling and stuff. I'm pretty sure, like a historian over here. But...
Julius Caesar got stabbed or something.
Yeah, he was the first one, yeah. And then that was crazy.
He got screwed. Bro, you seen the new Napoleon movies coming out? Bro,
I'm get me so started. Glad you Bro, brought that up. Because I am so hyped. Huh. Joaquin Phoenix is Napoleon.
Dude, as soon as I saw the first clip, it goes Napoleon, right? It goes Napoleon, yep.
I'm gonna pull up that trailer.
It gave me goosebumps. I'm telling you, like, as soon as I saw it was Joaquin, I go, this is Oscar right here. It was beautiful.
Try to remember how to spell Napoleon. I spell Napoleon.
N-O-P.
Oh, whoops, yeah, I was already way off. My spelling is so bad.
Yeah.
Dude.
I never watched Napoleon.
So, wait, no, then it's I, right?
Yeah, no pull. Dude, we need to go back to school.
There it is. Yeah, dude. That's official trailer 2 weeks ago.
Oh, here we go. It says tyrant.
General, we are discovered.
That's so good.
Good.
Wait! It's a trap! Retreat!
I'm so pumped.
I'm not built like other men.
Generals gathered in. And what a good song choice for the background.
Oh my gosh.
Those in power only see me as a brute, unfit for higher office.
And he slowed it down and everything too.
But I follow in the footsteps of Alexander the Great and Caesar.
That's Jack Black, isn't it? Evil minds and plot destruction. Who says that, man?
If you look down, you'll see us.
Oh, that's Ozzy Osbourne. That's Black Sabbath.
Want to see it? You always want to.
I just saw it on Kimmel Show, and he was singing it. Oh, my God. That's fucked up. My bad.
You good, bro? Like, Jack Black's great, bro.
My bad.
Tenacious
D. Oh, yes. I must warn you. I will not lead a second in command. I will win by fire. I'm destined.
Imagine this time. Oh my goodness.
He double crowned himself. France in the gutter and place it atop my own head.
And the double champ.
So good.
The double champ does what the fuck.
You know, I feel like they're going to do a great job with this.
You are nothing without me.
I would have loved to have been an extra.
I believe I speak for all of us. We will all sleep again without this vermin.
Whose country are we in? Mine.
Oh my gosh, that movie
is
going to be so good. That movie is going to be so good. It comes out Thanksgiving.
Okay. You gotta watch that, without a doubt. That's on my list.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Dude, that's crazy. I'm surprised they haven't even made one yet. Like, they just came out with that, and then it's Joaquin.
I mean, there's always been stuff with... There's been Napoleon movies before. I feel that. Because you even look at, what's the opera?
Shakespeare? No.
No, there's an opera, is something, but it appears, but it's on the Russian side. War and Peace.
War and Peace?
Yeah, they had an opera. I think it was a book, too. It was probably a book first. But then there's like an opera. And they have actually a TV series. I think it's on Amazon Prime or something. But it had what's her name? I used to have a huge crush on her.
Who?
The celebrity girl. I'm trying to remember her name. She dated the Doctor Who guy. It was like Lindsay something.
Look it up.
It was a War and Peace show. Mm. War and Peace. TV series. I think it was Lily James. Lily James. James. Beautiful. Face She's the actress in it. So if you're looking for the series I'm talking about, just Lily James is in it.
Type of that.
And that it was like a 6-episode series. Yeah. And it was so good. It was on the Russian side, and then when Napoleon was invading them, and when they like started running back, they burned down Moscow.
This is a whole movie. This is new, or this is old?
No, this is just like a 2001 series.
Okay, I gotta go back.
But there's some points where they kind of showed Napoleon, but it was when Napoleon was invading them, and it was Russia's side. It was actually a really good series. I highly recommend it.
All right, I'll go check it out. What's the name of that?
It's called War and Peace.
War and Peace.
And it was super good. All right. It was super good
series. I will.
I'm pretty sure it was like a really old book. It's like a really old book.
It sounds like a book.
They had an opera. I saw the opera. They did it like in an opera. That was
You saw the opera as well? You watched the show and the opera?
Yeah.
But man, it must be good then. I gotta
I've seen a couple operas. I like opera.
You do?
I do.
What do you get out of like... So I would love an opera. Well, I haven't been to one, but
yeah, it was like the Albuquerque Opera House, and the only thing is that they were in a different language.
Yeah,
it was cool to watch.
Yeah,
it was definitely a cool performance, and just their voices, man. It was more like, and they had the screens on like the back of the chair, so like you could see the lyrics of what they are singing. It went along with them.
Oh, okay.
In English, so that was sick.
Was there any improv or
no? They just. Have a script, they stick to the opera, yeah. Okay. But it was just more of the sheer, like, you're just listening to these voices, like, no mics or anything. Oh, or maybe they do have voices. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, that opera, okay. I was thinking more of my dumbass. I was thinking Shakespeare, like, that's a play, yeah. I was in a different ballpark. Opera, yes. I haven't experienced an opera. I need to go. There's one, downtown. Have you seen that whole, it's like right on the water. It's a huge like half dome. They got chairs.
I've seen it. Yeah, I know. There's a Joe's Crab Shack or something like that. There's like a lobster house or something. I think I went over there.
It's by the harbor.
I think it's like a Joe's Crab Shack.
I think you're right. I think it looks right on the water.
Right across like the street from it or something.
Yeah, but it's water, but you can rent a boat. And while they're playing opera, you just pull your boat up to the shore. And now like boats stack up right there and you get a free show. Telling you, it's a good first.
I mean, it's not really a free show if you're renting a boat. You're paying for the boat.
Correct, but you get the boat experience. Then you get a free show.
It makes it a better experience. Exactly. You get a boat and the show.
Yep. It's part of the experience. It's a good first date too, I'd say.
Oh, there you go. Oh, are you taking some girls out there that want?
Nah. I mean, that was from another friend. That was other friend's advice.
There you go. Did you like? Hey, bro. You just pull up so wild that op get them girls. Oh,
they don't even know. They don't even know.
When they hear that high note, though, they hitting the high note too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
100%. Just drop the anchor. She goes, "What's happening?"
Right? Drop the anchor. She's trying to drop your pants
on sight. Oh my gosh, no, dude, it's you win. Like if you ever do that, I'm telling you, it's instant.
I mean, it's definitely like a unique date.
No,
so like
a doubt.
It would be
without
you would have that going.
That's second day. I gotta say that's second day. Unless
that's
you had
second
good
day stuff. What if you really like the girl?
Nah, you can never start off like that. Even if you really like her, you gotta start off slow. You'll lose the girl instantly like that.
That's true, yeah, man. You never want to come off too strong.
No, most definitely.
I'm out of the dating game.
No,
I'm so out of it, man. I don't plan on getting back in it anytime soon either.
You're talking to the man himself. That's exactly where I'm at. I don't even go on dates, to be honest. I'll take a girl, walk around the park.
If I don't plan on dating, I'm not going to take a girl on a one day just to like spend money.
Yeah, and like in all honesty too, my dialogue, like I'll be sitting across like at dinner or whatever, it's just I don't know, the dialogue's not there. Going on a walk, you know what I mean, or something, like it's just way more, it's
I feel it too, man. The vibes aren't there anymore. Man, it feels like I never have anything to talk with the girl.
Yeah.
But if I'm hanging out with a girl, like, you know, we're just kicking it, vibing, bro, like, we have infinite to talk about. But as soon as, like, this whole date thing starts happening, it's like, I don't know, I also lose interest super quick now.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and it's not like, oh, you lose interest in a girl super quick. No, it's more of like, I don't know.
Our interests are different. Like, exactly. Just that's just how it is.
Exactly. Like, it's like your first impression, like, it could be awesome. You're like, oh, I actually could have a lot. You're talking, it's all good. Right. And then later as it goes, it's like, no, actually, we're like very different people.
Yeah.
Like,
you'd be lucky to even get to that point because, like, I don't know, everyone has their guard up. Like, that's just how life is.
I'm also really needy, I think. I don't also want to get in the dating game because I'd be needy. Because I'd be like, yo, talk to me all the time.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Tell me I'm pretty. You're one of those dudes. See, I'm the guy, like, you can't even, like, get a text back from. I'll be like, I don't know.
I'm such a fast reply, bro.
Really?
Unless I don't see it.
That's something I got to be better at.
Like, I'm so fast because I don't understand why people wait. Like, I think it's so dumb when people, like, see you got a message and like, I'm going to wait 30 minutes.
100%. I'm a victim of that. Like, honestly, I'll be honest with you. I am that guy. Like,
I'm so not. Like, I get a message, I see it, I'm like, what's up?
I hate it. Cool, I hate how I'm like that, honestly.
And I hate now that, like, responding fast is now looked at bad.
Yeah, how did that happen?
You're supposed to wait now. It's just like, what if I'm trying to make plans with you?
Right then and there.
Right now, it's like, hey, dude, if you don't hit me up in 20 minutes, I'm going to change plans.
100%. Or I'm driving past your house, I'm not even going to stop by. It's things like that. I've had so many friends, like, that have done that, but...
Yeah, I don't know why. Make responding fast cool again.
Yeah. No. Put that on a shirt. But,
responding fast cool again.
That could be a shirt. You make can sell some merch. Again, I saw your brother's shirt. It was fucking hilarious. What was it? Trump pump? Trump his shirt pump? said Trump pump.
And it was Trump all day.
Right, I was cracking up. I mean, it.
Dude, he's not a Trump supporter.
Right? It doesn't when matter. Whatever.
I think it's funny, bro. I would wear something like that too.
Oh, I get too.
That people like would probably would actually like you go to a real like, you know, anti-Trump area with that shirt on. You probably get so much hate, and you'd probably be like, dude, I don't even really care.
I can't stand for that. I can't stand like as in in terms of our days in politics. Like, I could give two shits. Like, really, what like not what? It's not that I don't care. It's more I'm not gonna judge you as a person just because of what you believe in. You know what I mean? And like. I don't know, like today's...
Yeah, it's bullcrap.
It is.
That people like, oh, you don't believe in what I believe in, so I'm going
to
hate on you.
I came to talk to you.
Bro, like, and screw the people that, like, actually, like, put violence on people.
Oh, bro.
That's wrong. Just because of they don't believe or agree, screw that,
makes
guys.
No sense.
You could live in peace, have differences.
I've seen it. I've seen people act that way. Like,
look at the world, man. It's everywhere. I was gonna maybe bring up the Israel Palestine thing, but like, I mean, it's beliefs, it's cultures, it's just years, thousands of years fighting, it's claimed.
Yeah.
There's so much in that war that I wouldn't say kind of relates to what we're talking about.
No, there's things we don't even know that's
like
going on.
Pure opinions when people just get mad and upset over people's opinions. It's like, yo, like just like you formulated your belief.
Yep.
This person has formulated their viewpoint.
Yep.
You got to try to see it from their angle as best you can.
Exactly that.
And just if you don't agree, then hey, agree to disagree.
Exactly. I'm a firm believer. There's no conversation to be had if you can't understand the other side of the table.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's not even a conversation. That's just, you know what I mean? Someone just trying to tell you what they.
Yeah. It's just me trying to push my beliefs onto you.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, no, your way's wrong. This is how it is. Screw that. Like, it's like, nah, dude, believe whatever you're going to believe.
Can't go through life.
Hey, if you somehow find your way and we believe in the same thing, sick, dude. We'll be all on the same wavelength there.
100%.
If not, then, dude, we can still vibe out.
100%.
You do your thing, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, but I think it makes people closer to, like, as in, like, talking about that. Even if you have disagreements and, like, always just shake the hand after, you know what I mean? That's, like, that's friendship. I don't know.
Exactly. And, you know? And also, it adds to more conversations, bro. Yeah. If everyone just believes the same thing, man. We'd all sit in silence.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I agree already, man.
We'd all be slaves.
That's but, like, exactly if everyone had different beliefs, you can have these conversations. You can be like, yo, like, people that don't believe in aliens, like, I believe in aliens. How could you not? Well, this is why not. It's like, that's crazy to think about because, like, the universe is always expanding. You're saying somehow we're the only miracle of life on this planet.
We're the only planet in a Goldilocks zone? Okay.
Exactly. Like,
come on now.
Come on.
This is, it's hard to, I mean... Dude,
the
film that's coming out on these things, the UAPs, like, they've changed.
I don't know. So I don't know how much I believe that UFOs have visited Earth. I think maybe they have, sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think of it as, like, a weird thing to say an alien race has just come check us out.
Right.
But I don't think it's happening as frequently as we think.
I believe, or how do I say this? If there is, let's say, a higher technology or whatever that needs to... Let's say they come here. There's, for them to even get here, or the whole process of them watching us or anything, if they have that technology, there's nothing to learn from us. Like, you know, like, we're not even close in those advancements yet to be on their level. So unless, like, you could say, oh, they're just coming watching, there's nothing for them to learn here. Now, the other side is, I do believe, I don't know, I've watched so many testaments of, like, people that have, like, you know, like the Bob Lazar, that whole shebang. There's too much detail to feel like that person's lying. So in my belief, I do feel we've reverse engineered gravity propulsion, like all that. I believe there has been aircrafts that are not from this world on here, but I don't think there's green people running around. I don't think there's skinwalkers. I don't think all that's happened. But it's tough.
I feel like witchcraft might be real. Ooh. Like some real stuff.
Like Salem days?
No. Salem day, dude. What's crazy is everyone was tripping during that time. You know that, right?
Like on acid or shrooms?
So on it was like wheat gone bad or something.
Oh.
I could actual fact check. I know this is actually
like a fungi.
It was something, yeah, but I made them trip. It was like in the beer and then the bread. So all these guys are tripping balls. Oh, so imagine just stumbling across, like, you see a girl, she has like a fire. Right. In the woods, and she's just dancing or something. She tripping balls too or something. And you're seeing, what you're seeing is like some demon, and you're seeing like she just summoned a dragon.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, witch.
Bro, have you ever been in the woods? Like, you could just sit there, you'll start tripping. Like, I don't even know what these people were on. And then there's also other things too, is like there could be a sexy girl back and like walking by, and you try to hit on her, she denies you. You're like, that bitch is a witch. Like, you know,
some guys are just petty.
Yeah, no,
and you're like, that.
Dude, it's happened, bro.
She's like, really, you're gonna kill me because I wouldn't suck your dick?
Absolutely, burn the bitch. No, dude, that's so bad.
What was it? What was it?
So
drown them somehow. It's like
they did horrible.
If she's a witch, she'll float. Or if she's a human, she'll sink or something like that.
They did the weirdest.
Or she's a witch, she sinks, and she's all like,
it was something unbeatable.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff that they did back then.
Dude, it was a test that you were gonna lose at.
What a wild time that would have been.
Oh my god. I'd be pissed.
And it was none of the dudes getting ever like really
wrong.
It's always just these females getting
so wrong
over, man.
So wrong. I would never let my woman out of the house. Honestly, she would be trapped. We'd be in the back of the woods somewhere.
Oh man!
I would have somehow orchestrated like Bob White.
Makes you mad just going to town. My wife's a witch.
Something's going on in my house. You guys need to check that out.
Yeah. Get the steak ready, bro. I'm pretty 100% sure she a witch.
She's just on a menstrual cycle.
You just set her up. You just put like some book in her area with some like made up spells you write.
Okay. It's happened. What you're explaining has happened. Like, and without a doubt, that's just history, bro. That is history.
It probably has, dude. That's another crazy thought to think about. That any thought you have had, someone else has probably thought.
Yeah. What is that? What theory is that? That's not Darwin's. That's Murphy's law or some anything that can happen will happen. Like, and it's or some shit.
Don't even thought process. Like, I could think about a T-Rex with a top hat on right now, but I guarantee someone else has already thought of a T-Rex with a top hat on before. Well, dude, that was Meet the Robinsons, bro. Meet the Robinsons, that movie with remember the T-Rex? I'll go big head.
No, bro.
You ever watched Meet the Robinsons?
Yeah, I probably have. Dude, I have the worst amnesia. I don't know if it's CTE, but I swear, like, you could you'll pull it up, and like, I'll be, oh, I've seen it. But right now, it's not clicking.
Yeah, Meet the Robinsons. That one?
No.
This guy.
Oh wait, yes.
Did I recognize it all?
Bro, this thing's crazy. The big ass T-Rex. I know exactly what you're talking about. Lives at that house. Runs around. Or is that my fucking?
You didn't live in the house.
I'm in a dream, bro. Hold on.
This is the trailer.
Bro. All right, let me watch this
movie. You need to watch this,
bro. I might be dreaming.
How far?
I swear.
Is this the
to make it come true?
No.
This is the kid in the spacecraft, right?
No,
like he, like his, like,
his dad had a spirit. Or
take Lewis for example.
He built a space.
All right, Lewis, knock him down.
Like, memory thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please, okay, I do. I do. Yeah,
all his life, Lewis's dream was to find the family he never knew.
No, they're out
was,
there.
No, I remember.
But the funny thing about
you're remembering it?
Yeah, 100%. I've watched it again.
No one can do it on their own.
The show was lit. I remember this
desperate
dude.
Times call for desperate measures.
And the journey will always take you places you never imagined.
What is this? Where are we going?
To the future!
Watch the T-Rex is at a house. Watch this.
The first visitor to the future. We'll discover a strange new world and a family.
Lewis, meet the Robinsons.
That's even stranger.
Why is your dog wearing glasses?
Yeah,
oh, because his insurance won't pay for contacts.
Oh, the frogs!
Genetically enhanced frogs.
Bro, you know,
and his only way home.
I have to find my family.
We'll help you, kid.
Is about to be stolen by a guy who gives evil a bad name.
What the? You are now under my control.
Now under your control.
So
don't repeat everything I say.
I won't repeat everything you say.
This may be harder than I thought.
From Walt Disney Pictures.
If I had a family, I'd want them to be just like you. You have to go back to your own time.
When it comes to adventure.
Dude, I can't take you seriously in that hat.
When it comes to family.
I think my wife Lucille's baking cookies. Bake them cookies, Lucille!
When it comes to comedy.
I've got the caffeine patch. You can stay awake for days with no side effects. Sorry.
There's no time like the future.
Help my sleeve.
See, there it is.
There he is. Look at
the
that.
Top hat.
Yeah.
Why aren't you seeing your boy?
Bro, the top hat, never noticed it.
Jack, no, I thought of it. I just randomly thought of it, and it reminded me of it.
Get it off.
I remember that.
Bro, 2007.
You were cool.
Damn. 2007 is when I came out.
Different I remember
time.
That.
Different time. What an epic movie.
16 years ago.
What an epic movie that was.
That's what that says.
Should probably turn the TV down next time. I feel like that trailer was probably super freaking loud.
They heard the whole entire...
They probably did hear the entire trailer, which, hey, there you guys go. Like, at least you can listen along with us.
Yeah.
If you're just listening to this, if you're watching this on YouTube, you saw it with us. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, guys, remember, this is on YouTube. You can see it at Floating Island. You could probably just look up Floating Island episode, like, 40, for example, and it'll pop up, and you'll find the page, subscribe, all that fun shit, man. Stuff. See?
See about it. You're gonna have to go through daily life trying to figure that one out.
I am going through daily life trying to figure out my swear.
I'm telling you, I'll be around. You know what I've noticed too, and I'll be completely just honest. Like, I do cuss more when I'm around girls. Like, it might be a nervous or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, it could be nerves. Yeah,
it's a filter word. Like, it's strong. I'll just be like, "Fuck this" and all that. But and I'll be catching it. But no, that's not a big deal.
Yeah,
I just be. You know what it is? Like, when you start counting the things you say over and over again, you start playing with your head. Like, have you noticed, like, saying the word shit or, like, the F word? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It just starts fucking up your sentences. It's weird. That's just, I think you're subconscious and shit you're talking to, but I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I have the problem with not being able to shut my mouth off. Like, I'll start saying stuff before I think. I'll just start going.
Before your head,
blah, 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 before my head can even catch up, and I'll say something like, "Oh crap,
get in trouble."
Say that.
Yeah, get in trouble like that. Like,
oh, did I really just say that? Damn.
Yep. That's a current problem.
It's a current problem. Yeah, dude. I'm still dealing with it too, man.
Yep. Being you.
I have so many problems to work on, like interrupting, swearing, talking without thinking.
Yeah.
And they'll definitely see it when I smoke.
Oh.
I smoke. And on our next episode, dude, what we're gonna have to do is we'll do the smoke session before. We didn't smoke before this one. Try it out. The next one we'll see if we just like
try to get through it.
See if it's like a different feel. Well, I have a contrast because we kind of smoked a little.
That's just a head change.
Exactly.
That was just take the edge.
Anything.
I don't even feel it.
Exactly. I'm still, I'd say, more sober.
Yeah, wait till we hit a blinker.
Exactly. Oh, wait till I roll a blunt.
Oh.
That's what I'll do.
All right.
We'll roll a blunt beforehand. We'll go smoke. Yeah. Smoke. And then come on, and then we'll be all aliens. And
get me quiet. We're going to have awkward silence for like 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, I'm probably going to, like, have to tell them to, like, cut out the time of me working on my phone and stuff. People are like, what are you talking about? Well, I probably got edited out. Yeah. If it didn't get edited out, you lived through it.
Oh, yeah, no. If, like, I'm sure, like, trust, if we have, we will have more podcasts, but.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm always down, bro.
Yeah, things to be talked about.
As this grows and grows, man, like, next thing you know, dude, it'll be all big, and we'll be in, like, some big old, like, office building.
Nice,
like,
a big studio, big old.
Yeah, but I'll still be my weird self, man.
Bro, that's how you gotta be. Just
chilling.
And I think, honestly, you approached it all correctly. You know what I mean? Like, not even, like, let's say big following or not, like, you're sticking with it every day. You know what I mean? You said, what, this is the 40th one?
This is going to be 42.
Dang. See, 42? Beautiful. You know what I mean? It's going to be, that's just how it's going to be, and next thing you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, just doing it, and I enjoy it. Like, I enjoy having this conversation. We just chatting it up, bro.
That's love.
We just kicking it, talking. We just got cameras and mics on us. That's
no, dude, it's I love it, honestly. Like, I haven't had, like, probably sitting down a conversation like this probably ever, honestly. Usually you only talk to, like, adults and stuff like that. Like, how many times, not, unless we're drunk and, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
like that. Junk talk, like, obviously.
See, that's one good thing about being a stoner is, like, when you're smoking with boys, if you guys are just sitting there, you're not watching, like, a show, and you're just listening to music or something, bro, you guys do talk about the wackiest stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Stuff that you'd have to take out of a podcast.
Like, something... Not even, man, because it's I believe in unfiltered. And, like, I try to say, like, yeah, I love everyone. I have hard feelings of everyone. Yeah. My thought process, like, literally, dude, not too long ago, it was, like, a smoke sesh process, bro. And he was like, dude, you'd be unstoppable if you had, like, an army of Down syndrome people.
Yeah, and I was like, bro,
yeah.
100%.
Loyal to a fault, man.
100%.
They're positive. They're happy, bro. Yep. But, like,
only got two
you
modes.
Say that Santa Claus ain't real or Batman, they killing you,
100%.
Bro.
100%.
That's a stereotype. I know it's not true.
It's not true.
Love everyone.
No, but, that's autism.
Like, it was just that kind of conversation.
Hey.
It was funny. It's funny, but, like, that stuff shouldn't be, like, no one should get offended by it.
No, they should.
We all make fun of each other.
Yeah, no.
It's almost a natural way of showing love.
It is.
It's like ragging on someone.
100%. And, like, I mean, it's been talked about before, but, like, I mean, treat them as a normal person. Like, not, I mean, it's funny to say, but, yeah, I got a special uncle, autistic cousin. Like, we do not hold back in my family. You know what I mean? You treat them as a normal person. Like, the autistic one, you could just definitely tell way more intricate, like, or just the way it thinks and stuff. The other Down syndrome, two modes, fucking sleeping, awake. Like, you know what I mean? They're just happy, you know?
Yeah, bro, it's understanding people. And, like, there is, you can tell when someone's being malicious.
Yeah.
And someone's just joking around.
100%.
And if you don't know someone's joking around, you'd be like, what's like, good? You mean that?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, 100%. Like, you could tell.
Nah, like, dude, I'm just playing. You'd be like, all right, dude. They'd be like, your tone don't match you, that you just play it.
Bro, that's how I was, like, growing up. I was always, because I grew up in a very joking, like, family. That's just how my dad is. Shit with the door open, just jokester. Everything's transparent.
Yeah.
So at school, like, I would always fight the bullies, you know what I mean? But I would not be a bully itself.
Yeah, I didn't let anyone ever walk over me. I wouldn't say I learned that from, like, my parents.
100%. That's the atmosphere.
I always say we were joking, whereas, like, we ever joked like that.
No.
My family's like, my brothers and I, yeah, we'd rag
really
each other all the time. And I was always on the losing side because my little brother would take my brother's side. So it's usually me just defending myself.
Yeah. You the oldest?
No, I'm middle.
Middle? Oh, yeah. It's a tough one to be in. Yeah.
Exactly. I hit my older brother, he hits me harder. I hit my little brother, he tells my mom.
Yeah.
It was a lose.
That's right on the tee. But no.
It was lit, dude. It definitely gave me some tough skin, dude. Like, I don't care what you say, bro. I'll be like, that's cool, man.
Yeah, no. That's how
you're
you have to do it.
To your opinion. I think your feelings are valid.
I think football helped me out with that. Like, I'm able to, like, control chaos. You know what I mean? Like, when things, like, in terms of conflict or anything, things go slow motion. I'm a calm thinker, my man. But, no, like, back to that, like, when I say, like, the bullies at school, I could, because I'm a jokester myself, I could make fun of these kids were my friends. Like, kids at school, you know what I mean? Whatever, like, the joke would be made about. For me, I know where my heart's at, and I would always, like, protect them, make fun. Like, we would have fun. But, like, when I see another kid bullying them with or not the same, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Such a fun word, malicious.
You saw me hold it back. I almost threw it in there. I was like, you know what? That's
malicious.
I held it back. But no, that's, yeah. I think, yeah, free speech is the best way.
The best way to go about it.
And that's America, baby.
Yeah, well, yeah, but a lot of people think that it's a state. Well, is it still really free speech? Because now we're all worried that we're going to offend everyone.
Well, that's, see,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, I might offend this exactly.
It's a weird time. Like, even right now,
it is dumb, though. It's dumb.
It is.
And, like, it boggles my mind.
Could
that
it
people,
be fixed?
Yeah, if people could just realize and go, why am I holding so much hate and so much dislike for people that differ from me? Like, why is it my way is the right way? If you could just swallow your own damn freaking pride and swallow all that and just go, you know what? Everyone's just different. And it's better if we accept and we just love everyone.
Yep.
I don't care what you do in your life. If it's not affecting my life directly, I know, like, I can have whatever opinion I want. And it shouldn't matter to you because it's not even affecting your life directly. Yeah. Now, if we're affecting our lives directly, yeah, our opinions should now hold weight because it should be like, nah, dude, I don't like this, and this is interfering with my life. Mm-hmm. We should either find a compromise or whatever. Sure,
yeah,
you can do that. But no one should disagree with someone like that. No one should be like, I hate you because you disagree, or I'm going to make your life a living hell because you have a different belief than me. Why? You just wasted so much time and so much energy, on this bull crap of a thing.
100%. No, I think it's just people succumbing to, like, their atmosphere. Than just the world they live in, and just it's a crazy world we live in. So much influence, so much information being thrown at you. Like, how do you decipher what's real and not? You know what I mean? You obviously people look to their peers for that, but sometimes your peers aren't always the best thing to look up.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah, I mean, that's when it comes to surrounding yourself with people that are gonna help you grow.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely have, like, I'll have friends that are just, like, chaotic friends.
Yeah, you always got to have that. You got to have that.
Like, we're just a bad duo when we get together.
Oh, my God.
But, like, out of, like, even all my, like, my inner circle, like, my best friends and all that, we all strive to build each other. We want to make sure we're thriving.
Good.
Hey, it's a good circle. If a homie's down emotionally, what's up, dude?
Be there. Talk about it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Men don't talk about that shit at all, like, because it's just what it is.
Yeah, I think that's crap. Men don't cry. Men hold it.
Men cry. Hey, everybody cries.
Everyone cries. I mean, do I cry often? No.
No.
Not in this.
I usually cry alone in my car, but
in the shower.
The hot water gets you sometimes.
You know, when a sad song comes on, just puts you in that.
Bro.
You're just like, you know, I'm just going to let one out.
It's like watching Blindside for the first time. You know what I mean?
You crying during the Blindside?
Bro, how did you not tear up? It might be the correlation of football.
Didn't that, like, came out that, like, that movie is so not accurate at all?
Don't tell me that.
And
that's sad.
No, it is.
Is it really?
True, and, like, it was, like, the family. Like, he already had
Michael Orr. Yeah, he was. That dude was Goliath. He was huge.
And that he, like, and the family, like, gave him no money from them making it into a movie. Stuff like that.
I could see shit. I could see something like
something
that.
There, actually, like, I'd have to go deep into. I know.
I could see something like that.
But I bet there's someone going, "Oh, I know what he's talking about."
Yeah, no.
I wish you were here right now so you could tell us. Right. I don't feel like looking up all that.
No. You could definitely trust me.
Sure, there's, like, actually, I think he's, like, suing the family and stuff like that.
Money will do it. You'll be surprised how people move when money starts coming around. That's just that's just how anybody is, though. That's why I love, like, the whole Elon Musk and all that, because, like, fuck money. You know, he doesn't care. I think he offered, offered Wikipedia, legit offer, $1 billion to change it to Dickipedia, because it's retarded. He was hating on it. This was, like, last week. Yeah, he was, like, $1 billion offered to Wikipedia to change the name Dickipedia.
That's funny.
He's a troll.
Imagine, I wonder if they call him. All right, bet.
Nah, they would never.
I would.
If
I was the owner of Wikipedia, I'd be like $1 billion.
He's thinking bigger and higher. He's like, you know,
$1 billion to change my name to Dickipedia. I'd be like, bet.
Yeah.
A Dickipedia. I think
Wikipedia's been there so long. You can't.
But you're the owner, bro. I'd be like, I just got $1 billion. And then I'd be like, yo,
start a new
I'm going to sell Dickipedia now. Who wants Dickipedia? And I'd sell it. And then I'd walk away with even more money. And then just go off. And then you're set for generations.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That was a money move. I don't know.
It would have been a money move, bro. Yeah, I said money move.
I like
money move. It would have been a money move, bro. Yeah, just saw Wikipedia because then you know someone's gonna pick up that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, dude, this is gonna be so funny.
Yeah. Now that we keep saying Wikipedia, it sounds a lot more.
It sounds
harsh.
Almost like it should be there.
it sounds.
I'm gonna look this up on Wikipedia.
Bro, we need to. We need, yeah, that's what we do need. We need search engines that are unfiltered. They got a couple, but no one's, it's not like in our phone. Reddit, like, or I think there was like one that's called Duck something, Duck Duck or something. But
Duck Duck Goose.
I thought I was going to say it, but no, it's not that. But yeah, our search engines control everything, our narrative, everything.
I mean, yeah, and then you got to think there are people filtering it.
That you don't.
And there's always their own interests and stuff like that. I mean, like, yeah, Twitter, I mean, is doing their best because now Elon Musk having it, he's doing his best to combat, you know, actually making sure good information is out there, that it's actual factual information.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, misinformation is crazy.
It's that's the biggest, I mean, they've already talked about it, but that's the biggest threat to anyone.
Well, yeah, it's because they're getting people to believe stuff that's not true. And
yeah.
Shapes that, and then I mean, people, like, getting killed over misinformation.
Oh, my gosh, bro. We don't even, like, just, like, right off the top of the list, North Korea, they don't even know they're Asian. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like,
they don't know.
Kim Jong-un they just think they're North Korean. They just think they're one race. He has not told them. This is from...
Oh, yeah, like, because, I mean, yeah, he shoveled everything out.
And, like, their whole lives. Like, this is, like, Naomi Park, I think, is...
Living there.
Oh, bro. I couldn't imagine the things I've heard, like, because I was watching Naomi Park. She's one of the people that survived. And,
yeah, the comedian made the joke. She got the heavies.
She has heavies. You cannot say she... Like, where'd she get those? Those are fake as hell. You know it. And she was royalty over there. If that girl escaped, like... She's a beautiful North Korean girl.
I don't know. Maybe they do. It just got a bunch of baddies locked away.
No way. Kim Jong-un's got them all locked.
He's got them all at his palace.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's crazy. That guy. But
imagine being Kim Jong-un, man.
It's probably beautiful. Probably hectic, but... Everybody believes him. They believe he doesn't shit, poop, or not.
Nah,
shit,
that was from the interview. I wonder if that's an
actual.
That's actual.
I mean, from... The pot or from information I've heard.
Fat, so you know he'd take
a fat. You know he's a big dude. That's what.
Like, he's definitely out there like everyone else.
Yeah, no, that's the influence. So that's what we were talking about. They believe anything out that dude's mouth, and that's what happens when you don't have information. Yeah. And like that just goes back to history, you know, when books and everything created. Yeah. Being able to read, you know, being able to read back in the day was like the biggest, like, nerdiest thing you could be. It'd be just being able to read.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I think that'll have to be a topic for the next one,
yeah,
man.
Next time.
The next one. I'm down to go down that. That's a long rabbit
hole. It is a rabbit hole. We got to be careful with
that. Yeah. But we're going to give it a little shorter, sweeter episodes to the people these days. We're trying stuff new, guys. Hey, if you ever think I could be doing something better for this podcast, let me know. Like on Instagram or something. Hit me up. floating.island_official, bro.
Sir.
Dude, Jared, thanks for doing
it. My man, appreciate you, bro. I love it, bro.
Yeah,
appreciate you.
Dude, we'll get the next one going, man. Let's get it going.
I'm excited, bro.
Heck yeah, bro. All right, guys, as always, I hope you're having the best day, week, month, year.
Bam.
Just keep on doing yourself. Keep on being you. Just love everyone, accept everyone's opinion, and just keep on living your best life.
Yes, sir.
We out.
Boom.
Boom.